Welcome to the Murabbiun Show, raising awareness of Islamic schools.
Mashallah, this event has brought us together. We've been acquainted, and inshallah, we're going to do some work together.
Inshallah.
Going
inshallah
forward. Ta'ala. So, you're here with Exhibition Islam?
Yes.
Yeah, what yes. Do Exhibition Islam do?
So, Exhibition, it's kind of the clues in the name, it's quite self explanatory, but we go around providing exhibition service of Islam. Two different organizations and companies in the UK and abroad.
Alhamdulillah. How have you found today's event?
So far, Alhamdulillah. Honestly, it is different to what I expected, but I'm not very experienced with these type of expos and so on. I think it is good for networking, and I think I can see good connections being made among people. We've had some leads with some people who we may be able to help with exhibitions. So, overall, fairly good experience so far, yeah.
Alhamdulillah, jazakallah khair.
Barakallahu fik.
What brings you to London? How did they let you in?
No, mashallah, I actually wanted to come and see what's actually happening in London, because we're here, you guys are many steps ahead of the rest of the UK.
Alhamdulillah.
That's why I'm here.
Have we proven it today?
Actually, I'm quite jealous, because I'm actually jealous and pleased at the same time, because I actually feel this is such a beautiful event. There's so many people with the same aim, and the aim is, let's help our future generations and the children, the adults, in terms of education. So,
brilliant.
Mashallah, and not only for visitors, but even for stallholders, one of the beautiful things I've seen here is that we can network and actually work together. So some of the services people are offering, like online schools, online courses, you know, so other organizations can plug in and actually work together. So more than anything else, I feel we should be doing this every term. Not once a year, at every term we should all come together just to see what the community is doing. And it's actually given me more faith and more, mashallah, happiness in terms of that the community is actually doing so much, but we just don't get to hear about it much.
Okay. Where have you come from today?
I've come from the home of the Azharis.
Mashallah,
South London.
What's the Azharis all about?
The Azharis is about instilling the love of Allah into the hearts of children in a fun and engaging way.
Mashallah.
So children at home, they watch myself and my own children, compete against my own children, and then do the workbooks afterwards to consolidate what they've learned in a fun way.
Alhamdulillah. Who usually wins, the kids or you?
Our kids always win.
Alhamdulillah. How are you finding today's event?
Alhamdulillah, it's been amazing.
Yeah?
Not what I expected, because it's my first time here.
Mashallah.
And I've heard mixed reviews about the event, where some people said there won't be that much of a turnout because, you know, people are only here for Islamic resources.
Yep.
But actually, it's been amazing.
Alhamdulillah.
The variety of businesses. And
how have you found today's event?
It's awesome. Managed to speak to quite a lot of different people. And get to know you, of course, as well.
Yeah, we've been acquainted through your uncle.
Yeah.
Alhamdulillah, which is good to know.
Alhamdulillah. We should be here somewhere. I think he's just arrived.
Yeah, he's probably hiding from us somewhere. Alhamdulillah. How have you found today's event?
Yeah, no, really good. Spoke to some good people. Got, you know, a good idea of what education, you know, solution providers are out there, what, you know, schools are out there and stuff like that. So, yeah, it's been fantastic.
Alhamdulillah. Jazakallah khair. What brings you to the education fair?
SubhanAllah. I'm here, firstly, I'm one of the facilitators of one of the organizers, so Sunnah Trust.
Oh, mashallah.
So I've been part of Sunnah Trust since its inception.
Alhamdulillah. What does Sunnah Trust do?
So Sunnah Trust is a grassroots organization that focuses on providing young people with opportunities that they may not have readily available to them. So our flagship program is a one calendar year program called Servitude.
Servitude,
mashallah. Which is a leadership program premised and based on the Sunnah of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So we focus on specific hallmarks of leadership that Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam had, and we facilitate sessions every fortnight for our young people, our young participants, to be able to acquire these skills through different activities, interactive discussions, and other experiences. For example, visiting places such as Cambridge University, Bloomberg TV studios, so trying to provide them with opportunities that otherwise they may not have.
Tell us a little bit about Reed Metta School.
So Reed Metta School is an online school. It's an offspring of our physical school. Physical school, mashallah, doing very well. All
mashallah.
Through. And now we want to meet or serve a wider community in remote places in the country. And globally as well, mashallah. So it's going really well. We're taking advantage of the technologies that are available today, and I like it. It's really, really enjoyable, mashallah.
Alhamdulillah. I love the name.
Alhamdulillah.
I think it's very relevant.
Alhamdulillah, yes. So the Meta is the Metaverse.
Yep.
So we've gone with Reed, which is our traditional school name, and the Metaverse. We're actually ahead of the game. Soon the Metaverse or Meta schools will come to life.
Yep.
When they do, we will be at the forefront, inshallah.
Inshallah. What are you up to today?
Right, so we're representing Azure Academy. MashaAllah, we're a business based in East London, Manor Park.
Sure.
We've been there for maybe over a decade or so in Manor Park, initially at Bow.
Yep.
So we distribute on behalf of organisations like Safar Academy and the Siha publication, Whitefield Press, The Wrath, etc. Alhamdulillah. Reach out to businesses, schools, retails, etc.
What brings you here today, brother?
So what brings me here, we're covering this whole event. Islam Channel wants to showcase every exhibitor out here. And I think we've been here every year, and we're just showing our support.
Great stuff. MashaAllah, loving your badge.
Thank you, Zog. Okay. What brings you on? I think you're an exhibitor, aren't you?
Yeah, I'm an exhibitor. So I'm with Murabiyun. And inshallah, we're all about demonstrating the good work that Muslim schools are doing up and down the country. So this is a good opportunity in London to show all the good work that everybody's doing, alhamdulillah.
And how long have you been doing your work?
I've been involved in Muslim schools for the last 5 years, but with Murabiyun for the last year.
So tell me a bit more about what it does specifically.
Yeah, so Murabiyun is about nurturing, enriching the experience that people have in Muslim schools, that whole tarbiyah angle, and making sure that parents who are choosing that experience for their kids is an experience that's fulfilling, giving them all the opportunities that they want. But inshallah, making them God-conscious Muslims.
And how's it been trying to bring that in the UK?
You know, mashallah, there's so many good initiatives that are out there. You know, the organisation that I'm part of, Association of Muslim Schools, has been around for 30 years. So they've really been doing good work for a long, long time. And many of these exhibitors have been around for decades. And so alhamdulillah, we've got good foundations, but it's about taking it to the next level now. So mashallah, need your trust putting on this event is exactly what we need. So many people doing good work.
And so Ramadan's around the corner. Is there any preview you can give us? Anything coming up in the works?
Yeah, I mean, with Ramadan coming up, obviously, you know, MashaAllah, it's a beautiful place to be around Muslims. And that's what Muslim schools are great at doing, creating that great environment for the kids, for the staff, for the parents. You know, it's a great place to be in when you're fasting, striving, trying to connect with Allah. So alhamdulillah, it's really good.
Alhamdulillah, salam, how you doing?
Alhamdulillah, very well, Abdul. Love to see you here, MashaAllah. Thought I'd see you here.
You know where there's... I like to think that you thought where there's good and there's khair, I'm going to be there.
MashaAllah, yeah, absolutely.
And likewise.
JazakAllah, thank you.
How's your visit been?
I just walked in literally a bit late, but alhamdulillah, I'm looking forward to seeing all the amazing work in the Muslim school sector. Lots of, mashallah, fantastic schools here, lots of providers, lots of interesting different curriculum support, materials. And so I'm looking forward to seeing everything, inshallah.
Sheikh, would you like to say a few words? Why are you here today? Apart from being told you had to be here.
Well, the luxury of life which I don't have is to choose where I got to be. So today, unfortunately, I was told to be here. But I'm delighted I'm here. So let's put it this way. And glad to see the good work that's happening. Our next world is a digital one. In fact, it's a purely digital one. You know, life is all becoming about what's going to happen in the digital world. And I think getting podcasts, thinking, tarbiyah, everything is going to go switch online. So well done for thinking ahead and planning ahead of time.
I'm here with a company called Into. I've never heard of them before. So do you want to tell us a little bit about Into?
Yeah, of course. So we're Into Law. We're a legal charity that supports students who are interested in studying law at university, with their applications, with developing the skills that they need, all the way through to thinking about the kind of careers that they might want to go into.
Great. How have you found today's event?
Brilliant, mashallah. We weren't really sure what to expect. It's our first time at the Nida Trust Muslim Education Fair. We've met some incredible stallholders, incredible students and parents, mashallah. And the Muslim community is thriving. Allahum barak.
Alhamdulillah, great. How are you, brother?
Alhamdulillah, not too bad.
So tell us, what was the inspiration, the motivation behind today's great event?
I think in our community there's so much good happening, and I think it's important to recognize that and be able to showcase that. And for us, it's all about bringing communities together. That's our strapline, working with teachers, students and parents. And I think Muslim education has evolved over the years, and organizations have, you know, innovated, and they are using technology to enhance their products. And it's just a case of providing the community with the opportunity to see that in person.
the man himself, Alhamdulillah. How are you feeling, bro?
Very good, very tired. No, I'm okay.
Did you do your hair today, or is that just how it's gone because
I tell you the story behind it. I went for Umrah in October, and I cut my hair, so quite similar to yours. and I took my parents for Umrah, actually. That was a huge blessing. And, of course, it takes a little bit of time for your hair to grow back. So this is sort of...
I'm still waiting, by the way.
You can borrow some of mine if you want.
Yeah. Might have to. But how's the event gone today? How are you?
Yeah, really pleased, actually. So it's been a while since we had it. We had it first in 2012, then 2013. Had it again in 2016, then 2019, and then COVID hit. We were supposed to be here in 2022, but then, of course, COVID hit, and then we're back 2024. So we're glad we've got the exhibitors here, nearly 50,
mashallah.
And we've got, mashallah, lots of visitors as well. So we've decided that we're going to be here every year.
Alhamdulillah.
There is a need. People want to hear about what the products and services are on offer. Organizations want to network and be able to communicate and collaborate. So I think we're going to be here every year, inshallah.
Inshallah. Count us in, bro. Yeah.
If you'd like to participate in the Murabbiyun show, why not get in contact? It's as simple as going to our website, murabbiyun.com, and filling out this simple form.